T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Vegas. He's the host for Mad Dog Sports Radio, Lotus Broadcasting. Check out the book, The Handoff. Good friend of ours, JT the Brick, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. JT, thank you for the time. We've heard that Seattle might be interested in Antonio Brown. We've heard he's working out with the Baltimore Ravens. I was following you on Twitter yesterday. A new team possibly emerging into the mix. What are you hearing?
Hello, old friends. Good to be back. Yes, I have a source who was right on Gronk. When Gronk was in their building, people thought he was there for wrestling. No, he was about to get signed by Tampa Bay, and the same source told me Antonio Brown was in the building yesterday. So there's definitely interest in Tampa Bay with Antonio Brown. I'm not a fan. Never been. I thought he derailed and screwed the Raiders over, but Tom Brady loves him. Tom Brady fits in well with him, loves the chemistry with him, and Tampa Bay is taking a really close look at Antonio Brown.
What are you hearing about the league as far as adjudication of any possible suspension or what his availability might be this upcoming season for all 16?
Nothing on that. I would assume that he wouldn't be available, Dibs, for that. I don't think he'd be available for all 16. I think the commissioner still will have a ruling with him, even though that's been very quiet when you're dealing with issues that aren't drug-related and has to do with domestic issues and the way you treat women. The league takes that very seriously. Plus, I think his psych evaluations are important. I thought he was tremendously unstable as a human being, let alone a football player, but it's been a while. He's got a Hall of Fame career on pause. He's a great player. Since 2013, he only played one game last year. And since 2013, he's still the most productive receiver in the league. So I think he's probably got a lot left, and Tampa wants Tom Brady to have another weapon.
No question. And JT, when you think about Antonio Brown, you look at Bruce Arians as the head coach and Tom Brady. It seems as if when he left Oakland, you saw him just, you know, run out of his house and so excited. In New England, he was doing well. It was, of course, a case just came about. How do you think he will act? Do you think the best behavior, because they say a hungry dog hunts best and hasn't made the type of money he's used to, do you think that he's going to be on good behavior in Tampa, or do you think it'll rear his ugly head?
Yeah, that's a great question, I would assume. I mean, he's the classic guy, and Joe and I have been in fights together. He reminds me of the classic boxer. He will go broke. No matter when he comes back, he will lose all of his money to taxes, spending, overspending, divorce, kids. So he's the classic guy that won't have a penny left when it's all said and done, because he's completely out of control on every level. But he's got to be completely desperate to play right now and come back. He loves the game. He misses the game. But, you know, I had a front row seat in that preseason up in Napa and traveling with the Raiders, and he could be the sweetest and nicest guy 1 minute and then lose his mind, and you don't know which guy's going to show up the next day. So I believe that he's a guy that you got to sign with incentives like a Cam Newton, bring him in, put him on a really short leash when it comes to behavior issues. And if he's out there, he's healthy, he plays hard, he's tough, he fights for every ball. It's just a shame it didn't work in Oakland, because Oakland brought him in for all the right reasons. He was vetted, they thought he was ready to play, and then mentally he didn't have the capacity to even make it to week one for the Raiders.
JT the Brick, Mad Dog Sports Radio, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. No Antonio Brown in Tampa yet. Where do you rank them in the NFC hierarchy? And if they get Brown, what does that do for them moving forward?
Well, Joe, I got them pretty high to begin with because of Brady and what they have on defense, and especially with Godwin and Evans, you know, and Brady, I think they're going to be at a real high level. I'm also hearing from the same source that I have in Tampa that there's a good chance Gronk's not going to play. Gronk can't put on any of the weight. And it's not from the TV shows that you think he's doing and the wrestling and all that. He cannot keep any of his football weight on, period. He looks like a male model. And without that weight and the size he was, he can't block at the line of scrimmage. He no longer has the speed left. And he can't play in the league and be productive if he doesn't put that weight back on. So I believe that they're kicking the tires on Antonio Brown. I know they are, because I don't believe that Gronk is going to be a part of that plan going forward, and that's a big weapon that they thought they had. But you know, I think they're a top four team. I'd put them right there. They're not nowhere near the 49ers. They're not, I don't think, Green Bay. You look at Drew Brees in New Orleans coming back for one more ride, and then Seattle. I don't think they're there, or even with Seattle. So I think they're outside the top four teams, but they have Brady.
When you look at the Niners offensively, JT, do you see them primed for a regression with Emmanuel Sanders gone, Debo Samuel slightly injured, and maybe teams catching on to what Kyle Shanahan was trying to do offensively last year?
Yeah, I don't see that. I think the Niners and their offense and their talent and what John Lynch has done, I think they're built to be really good for a while. Remember, we saw the step back from the Rams, and the Rams had a pretty good roster, but Gurley was hurt, and I think they came back, and again, another Super Bowl hangover. So you wonder if the Niners are going to have that Super Bowl hangover that a lot of teams have and not go back. But look, that roster, I heard you guys talking about Kittle and what they do on offense, and the way they ran the ball the second half of the year and in the postseason was very impressive to me with that offensive line, and especially their big offseason addition on the offensive line. So, you know, the problem for the Niners are the same problem for the Rams and the Seahawks is that division. You know, you could run into the Seahawks twice and they can beat you twice. You can run into the Rams twice, they could beat you twice. But the Niners have done a very good job building that roster, and that's going to be a pretty good roster for the next couple of years. They're going to be a tough out.
And when you say that, JD, JT, when you think about what the Niners have in losing Manuel left and went to New Orleans, he was their number one. Then you're going to have Debo be your number two, step up to be number one. He's going to be out. You have injuries at the receiver. You still think this offense you think is going to hum? Wouldn't you put nine guys in the box, double Kittle, and say who else is going to make someone else beat you? And also, DeForest Buckner, last I checked, he was a pretty good defensive lineman that let leave the building as well.
Yeah, that's a big loss. But I think they had the riches up front. As I said all last year, the Niners don't make the playoffs. They don't make the playoffs without Bosa. That was one of the most impactful players that I've seen come into this league since Khalil Mack, and he didn't drive the Raiders to deep into the playoffs. Bosa was the X factor, I thought, on that team. The gravitas that he had, his ability to do well. So I think that defensive line will be good. I was wrong on Jimmy Garoppolo. I did not think Jimmy Garoppolo would play at that level all year long and have some of the big performances. I thought he got a little bit exposed in the postseason. In one game, he didn't have to throw it at all, and they won easily running. And then in the Super Bowl, he missed a couple of big passes in the fourth quarter. But again, I think the Niners and John Lynch, they have enough stars and players on that team to be able to reload. And the good news for the Niners is that, you know, you're looking at New Orleans, I don't think they're going to be better. Seattle doesn't have a great roster. They have a great quarterback. They didn't get Aaron Rodgers any help. You want to talk about the fit for Antonio Brown, it would be Green Bay, and making up for the Jordan Love pick for him coming in there in the first round, and they need another wide receiver there. So we'll see what happens. I'm definitely not going to say the Niners are going to miss the playoffs. I think the Niners are a playoff team. It just comes down to the division or the wild card, and I don't think they could win multiple playoff games if they're a wild card team.
JT the Brick with us here on 95.7 The Game. I know there's a lot going on in the world, but those pictures of Allegiant Stadium sure look nice from the 15, and I know the practice facility just opened in Henderson. What's the buzz like for the Raiders right now down in Vegas?
There's a monster buzz here for the Raiders in Vegas and really for the Raider fans from all over the country now that have a stadium that they can go to. That state of the art. It'll be the jewel of the NFL. Remember, L.A. Stadium is going to be bigger. It's going to be much bigger. The problem is it's in Inglewood. This one's in Las Vegas on the Strip, with windows that open up, a parasol window that opens up to the strip, and it's going to be the most exciting place to see football in this team, which is vastly improved. And like I said when I was on the radio up there, and I'll say it again, no one wanted to leave Oakland. Those fans are unbelievable. And for business and political reasons, the worst political sports town in the history of politics, they left. And now they're here, and the Raiders have their own stadium. The practice facility is as good as any that's ever been built behind the Star in Dallas. And the Raiders have no excuses. The offensive line's loaded. Carr's got every dream weapon he could ever have. And they had an unbelievable offseason on defense and free agency, even though they still got to prove it on defense this year.
Mark Davis, the only owner to vote against the proposal that came out yesterday about ads in seats and having to block off 8 rows of seats. While I understand Mark Davis's concern that some fans, thousands of them, in fact, won't be able to get into the new stadium for the season, did you find it to be a little bit tone deaf from the owner, not thinking about player safety first and foremost?
Absolutely not. That's all he's talked about is player safety. That's what he cares about. He cares about every player there. He cares about Black Lives Matter. He's been one of the most vocal owners in all of sports when it comes to the issues of racial indifference and health with this team. And, you know, Mark Davis cares about those fans in the first 8 rows, as he said to Vinny Bonsignore. These are the fans that bought those tickets up front for a reason, and they're sold out. Unlike Oakland, where it was tarped in the upper deck, there's no place to put them in Allegiant Stadium. Unless you're going to give them all sideline passes and let them sit in the suite, those seats are important to him. So I think what Mark Davis wanted is he didn't want the vote right at that second. Let's see this develop, because I'm sure, as you guys are talking about, we're going to have a season with fans, half fan capacity, or maybe in a state like Nevada, if things go okay, it'll be different than other states and we'll be able to have more fans than expected. But it's very fluid, and I think Mark thought that through because he clearly is caring about those fans. And he doesn't want to displace anybody, even though it's tough, because we all know the elephant in the room. Are we going to have fans this season, guys?
Host for Mad Dog Sports Radio and Lotus Broadcasting. Check out the book, The Handoff. Always generous with his time. JT the Brick here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks so much for jumping on, JT. Stay cool down there.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it. All the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.